He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, go away in May. That's tomorrow, you know. There are some people going away today, it looks like. At least so far, we've got the Dow down about 42 points right now. Actually, we're down 71. We've accelerated to the downside here. The S&P is down 6. The NASDAQ is down 6. The euro is catching a bid today. It's up to 131, a level it hasn't seen for quite some time. The 10-year yield likes a down market. The 10-year yield is at 1.65. That's the 10-year U.S. Treasury bond. Gold's up a dime to $1,467 per ounce. Oil is down 28 cents. To $94.22. Hey, it wasn't that long ago that oil was, about $88 per barrel. And it's come roaring back here to $94 per barrel, just in time for the big Memorial Day driving weekend, which is coming up. Too far. It's funny how those oil prices seem to be manipulated around the holidays when folks are out there on the road. What's causing the dip today? Oh, who knows? Tomorrow's May. Okay, that's one thing. Case-Shiller came in better than expected. Chicago PMI. Now, that was a bad one. Chicago PMI came in at 49. The expectations were 52.5. Consumer confidence came in way higher than expected. So let's pin this loss right now on Chicago PMI at 49 instead of 52.5. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where May is approaching. May is just around the corner. Uh-oh. You know what May means. Go away in May. Well, I've written several articles on this recently. And that's all I can tell you, at least as far as we sit here today, the market. The 49-month-old bull market remains intact. Is today the end of the 49-month-old bull market? Well, if you took that side of the opinion aisle, you would be guessing. You would be absolutely guessing. And you know what? I've just found that over time, trying to guess the bottoms of stocks, the bottoms of asset classes, the bottoms of indexes, it's a tricky game at best. Likewise, trying to guess the tops of markets, the tops of indexes, the tops of sectors, the tops of stocks has also been a tricky game at best. I can't tell you how many times I've sold a stock thinking, you know what, I'm happy. I got a 35% profit here in 6 months. That works out to a 70% per year annual return. I'm happy. And then the stock bolts higher and higher and higher. I can give you a lot of examples of that. I did that with Domino's Pizza. Domino's Pizza continues to hit new all-time highs. And I kick myself when I think back on the sell that I made of Domino's Pizza. I look back at Lumber Liquidators, one of the hottest stocks in the entire market. I got tired of it one day. I got a little bit worried about the building sector. I had a decent profit in the stock, and I sold it. And it continues to be one of the hottest stocks in the market. So you know what? You kind of have to wait until the numbers start to show up that the stock is dropping in rank, that the stock is rolling over on its stock chart, all the various other clues that lead to the decision-making process that you have to go through each day in the market. The biggest decision that folks have to make to begin with, obviously, is whether to be in the market or out of the market. And I address this all the time. Looking back is called hindsight. Right. You know what's coming next? Hindsight is 2020. Boy, over the last 49 months, it's all you had to do was be invested in anything, the S&P 500, anything that was equity related, domestic equity related, and you've done really, really well. That's hindsight. But in hindsight, looking back on the newsletters I've written, on the app that I've developed, on the radio shows that I do every single day, I've kept you in the market for the last 49 months. But again, you can say, well, that's hindsight now. I wasn't in. What about me? I don't want you looking backwards. I want you looking forward. Well, you know what? Looking forward's difficult. You have to look instead at today, and you have to weigh the evidence that's out there today. A lot of people would say, I'm afraid to get in. In fact, you know what? I heard yesterday on, I think, CNBC, someone say, this is the most hated rally ever. What's to hate about it? I love it. It's been good to me and my clients. And Gunderson Cap, there's no hate going around here. You know why it's hated? The folks that have been sitting on the sidelines are the ones that hate this rally. Those are the ones that hate it. Now, you could say, and who knows, you may be right. Well, if I get in now, it's too late. I'm getting in right at the top. And as I've reminded you many times, you could have said that 3 years ago and been wrong. You could have said that 2 years ago and been wrong. You could have said that 1 year ago and been wrong. What about today? Well, again, if you're going to guess that this is the top, the key word there is guessing. You're guessing that this is the top. Just think about the following potential scenario, all right? There's one school of thought that says that the market runs in 7-year cycles. Okay, let's think about that for a minute. When was the last bull market we had? I mean, bear market. When was the last bear market? 2008. The market was down 38.5% in 2008. Prior to that, when was the last bull market before that? 2001. Exactly 7 years apart. 2001 was a miserable year in the market. We saw the NASDAQ plunge from 5,300 down to what? 1,800, 1,600, somewhere in there. But if we extrapolate 7 years forward now, 2008 was the last bear market. We add 7 years to that, 2015 would be the next bear market. So you may have a couple years of wiggle room here. Listen, there is no sure thing in the market. If these cycles went by the moon phases and by the dates and by the year, it would sure be a heck of a lot easier. It's all we can do is weigh the evidence every single day and make our decisions. And I've also said time after time after time, the market is made up of a lot of small decisions. I'll make about 150 decisions today. The first decision is, what am I going to warm up in the microwave for breakfast when I get done here? That's the first decision. And then I'll start going through the stocks alphabetically. Today I'm going to start with the Z's and work backwards, just for a change of pace. The first stock I'll be looking at today is Zoomies, Z-U-M-Z, a company that operates 440 young men's stores. And then I'll work all the way down to Agilent. And in between, there's about 3,300 stocks. I'm not going to look at every single one of them. But I'm going to stop on a stock like Zillow because it's ranked number 208 right now. It's in the Gunderson rating of A-. And as I look at Zillow, even on a bad day in the market like today, Zillow is up $1.46. Zillow is real estate related. So I'll make a decision on Zillow. Should I add this to my portfolios or not? Is there something in my portfolio that I could replace that's not performing? And then the next one I'll stop on is Wesco. Wesco is the stock that I actually own. Actually, Watsco. They're an air conditioning stock. Should I keep it? Should I sell it? Should I move on? I have a nice little decent profit in it. Well, I see that it's still ranked at number 79. It still has 100% upside potential. It still has a healthy stock chart. You know what the decision is? I don't think I'll make any decision. We'll hold on to that one today, and on and on and on with all the little decisions that make up the market. And I said this many times, I think too many people out there make huge emotional decisions. They're drama queens and drama kings. Sell everything. I had a guy write to me yesterday. Nice guy. He's been a client for a long time. He says, Gunderson, I want you to sell everything. What do I got to do to have you sell everything and move it to the sidelines? I said, you got to find another money manager. Because if you want to manage your own money, fine. Go ahead. Have at it. All right. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000 and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2% depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. I was headed out for work here this morning, got on the elevator, and there was a couple on the elevator headed out to their job for the day. And one of them was headed to SeaWorld, where she works. And I said, oh, SeaWorld just went public. In fact, the symbol, I believe, is SEAS, S-E-A-S. Came public at 27, and it's already 33. Hey, not a bad deal there so far. I usually shun IPOs like the plague, however. And looked like her dad, I think. He said, are you involved in the stock market? I said, yeah, that's what I do for a living. He said, well, my wife, she's just getting involved in the market. She's buying options. I said, that's a deadly game. That is a deadly game. You know, if you want to have a bad experience in the stock market, begin with options. Pretty soon your little account is burnt. It's done. It's toast. It's just ashes with some smoke rising from it. Well, maybe your experience will be different. Maybe you'll get lucky. But for the most part, options are quite deadly. Why? Well, you can be right about the stock, but totally wrong about the timing of the stock. And most people are attracted to options for an obvious reason. You can do a whole lot with a little. But with options, you can lose 100% of your portfolio just like that if you're wrong about the timing. And options can decay extremely fast. Now, I know there's all kinds of option strategies that, hedge and protect and all this and all that. Just suffice it to say that I am not a fan of options. You know, I'd rather, if I had a few thousand dollars to work with, I'd rather trade one stock at a time and choose it from one of these Best Stock Now lists or from the app. Buy a chart that's just breaking out, write it up, try to make 20, 30%, and then do it all over again. So, you know, I'm just not a fan of options. And all these seminars and classes that cost several thousand dollars to teach you how to trade options, you know who makes money in that arrangement? The teachers of the seminars and the sellers of the tapes. I've never met a wealthy options trader, but I've met plenty of people that make a good living teaching people how to lose money in options. So, you know what? Listen, everybody's got their opinion. You're entitled to yours. I'm entitled to mine. I'm just looking back at the 19-year career I've had in this industry so far, and I can just tell you that options are, with a small amount of money, are a very deadly game. And you might say to me, serious, Gunderson? Yes. Sirius, which is our next stock that we're going to feature here this morning. I would say that over the years, several years ago, I used to take live calls on the show, which I still like doing, but, you know, I just find that in an hour's time, I barely have enough time to say what I want to talk about, let alone take calls on individual stocks and whatnot. But you're free to send me an email. You can go to my website, and I'll answer questions on the air, but I just stopped taking live calls. I would say that over the years, the stock that I got called on more than any other stock was Sirius XM, which is now, they've combined. At one time, they were competitors, Sirius Satellite and XM Radio, and they finally got smart and said, this is a losing industry. We're losing money big time. For our survival, instead of fighting each other, we're going to have to combine. And that's what they've done. And it's Sirius XM Radio. It's a $20 billion company. It's in the news. They reported earnings. How has this stock done over the years? Because it's one that people are interested in. I have one client that owns Sirius Satellite because he's a car dealer, and he sees Sirius going into all the cars, and it's been an okay stock over the years. Let's take a look at it. Over the last 10 years, you could say, well, you know, it's delivered 15% per year. That's pretty good. Not bad. It's tripled the returns of the market, but it's had a real dicey, really dicey history. In 2008, when the market was down 38%, you had to endure a 96% drop in your Sirius stock. Ouch! That's like going from $10 down to 40 cents. Ouch! That's almost as bad or worse than options. So it's been a wild ride in this stock. You know, that one fact alone would make me very nervous owning this stock. But you say, well, you know, over the last 3 years, it's climbed up. It's recovered. It's risen from the ashes. It's now $3 a share again after being well under a dollar. And over the last 3 years, it's averaged 37% per year, while the market's only averaged 9.7. You see, over the last 12 months, it's done okay. It's up another 46%. Well, how does that score against all of the other stocks out there that we have to choose from? Sirius is a large cap stock, so it would be a candidate for a growth account, number one, and probably an aggressive to moderate growth account. I wouldn't put it in a conservative account, given the fact that it was down 96% in the year 2008. It gets a safety grade of F. And I think that isn't too hard to figure out why that's the case. It gets a performance grade. When I compare it against all the other stocks that it competes against, it gets a performance grade of B. It gets a momentum grade of C+. All right, well, let's look to value. Maybe we've got a very compelling valuation on Sirius XM Radio, SIRI, $20 billion of market cap on the NASDAQ. Sirius is currently trading at 24 times forward earnings. They've had no earnings growth over the years because they've had some negative years along the way. They're expected to grow, and I'll believe it when I see it, by about 30% per year over the next 5 years. If they do that, then the stock's trading at a pretty decent pay ratio of 0.81. It's trading at 23 times forward earnings. The average stock in my universe is trading at about 17.5 times forward earnings. So it's trading at a pretty steep premium to the market. Is this a premium stock? Well, given the fact that it was down 96% in 2008, given the fact that it gets a C+ momentum grade, an F safety grade, and a performance grade of B, I wouldn't exactly call it a premium stock. The valuation is okay. The performance, out of 3,334 stocks, Sirius comes in at number 964. It gets a Gunderson grade of B. I only buy A- rated stocks or better. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You've been listening now for a half an hour and you haven't heard about one good stock yet. You heard about go away in May, the old saying. You heard about 7-year cycles in the market. You heard about options and my distaste for options. You heard about Sirius Satellite XM Radio and my distaste for that stock. Well, let's talk about one that I have distaste for because I sold it. And I should have never sold it. because it's been on a roll. This thing started to roll over, you know, and I was just trying to protect the downside. And I sold it, and I never got back into it. And I should have, because it's one of my highest ranked stocks in the entire market. Let's see where it's ranked as of today. Number 59. This is before the big move today. Number 59 out of 3,334 stocks. It's a company that's headquartered in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Ann Arbor, Michigan is the home of Domino's Pizza. DPZ, $3.3 billion market cap company. It's a mid-cap. It's a domestic stock. Even though we see Domino's little scooters, motorcycles delivering pizzas all over the world. But it's headquartered in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They franchise and they operate 9,742 pizza delivery and carry-out restaurants in the U.S. and over 70 other countries. I'll bet wherever you live, wherever you're listening to this show, you could pick up the phone and order a Domino's pizza from a nearby outlet. They cover the world in mozzarella. Domino's is a mid-cap. It's a domestic stock. That continues to be one of the best areas of the market. That continues to be a sweet spot in the market. In fact, as I reported earlier this week, mid-cap growth continues to be one of the very best asset classes that you can be invested in as of now, and it has been for a long time. Now, Domino's went away for a while. It didn't go away, but it went away as a publicly traded company. I'm not sure who it was. I want to say it was Bain Capital that took the company private. And they retooled the company, changed the recipes, bought higher grade cheese, changed the crust, started making artisan pizzas, rolled it out again. And when they started going good again, they came public once again. Since they've come public for the second time, the stock has done really well. Over the last 5 years, Domino's has delivered a lot of pepperoni pizza, but it's also delivered to its shareholders 35% per year. We see the CEO of Domino's on Cramer quite a bit, Patrick Doyle. He's a turnaround expert. He's turned this thing around, produced some really good returns for shareholders. Over the last 3 years, Domino's has delivered 54% per year to its investors. Somebody's making a whole lot of money in this deal, and it ain't me. That's why I'm kind of got sour grapes here about Domino's, having sold it several months ago, and it continues to hit new highs. Over the last 12 months, Domino's is up 52%, while the market's up 16%, okay? So, you know, you compare this with, like, Sirius XM Radio. I mean, Domino's runs laps around Sirius, in my opinion. Domino's gets a momentum grade of A-, a lot better than the C-plus that Sirius gets. Now we have to look at valuation. Domino's is a little bit on the rich side right now because it's had such a good run here. But it's still trading at just 19 times forward earnings. It's been growing by 23% per year. It's still trading at a discount to its past earnings. It's expected to grow by about 13% per year going forward. It does have a little bit of a rich PEG ratio right now at 1.52. But when I take a look at the valuation from a different angle, and I say, okay, the stock's going to make $2.65 in earnings. It's expected to grow by 13% per year. That would take the earnings up to such and such number 5 years from now. What kind of multiple does a stock like Domino's deserve? I apply that, and I come up with the five-year target price of $94. It's currently trading at $55. You also have to weigh in the fact that they beat earnings this week with their earnings report. So we're probably looking at a stock that's going to have its target price ratcheted higher here. when I redo my numbers here in a few days. So Domino's gets an adequate valuation of B+. It gets a very good performance grade of A-. When I shake that all together, the stock gets a overall stock rate of A, which is pretty hard to do. Now we're looking at the top 3-4% of the entire market, which Domino's fits in. And what's the last piece of the puzzle? It has to have a good stock chart. Well, it's had a healthy stock chart. You don't need to remind me, since June of last year, which is about the time I sold it. And it's gone from 30-55 since then, and it continues to be a very, very healthy stock chart, breaking out and hitting new highs. Domino's Pizza, DPZ. Would I buy it today? Yeah, I probably would. I mean, look, it's ranked number 59 out of 334. It's hitting new highs. They beat earnings once again. They've got great management, a great CEO. I probably would. Is it a conservative growth stock? No, it's a very aggressive mid-cap stock. Is it a stock for income seekers? No, they pay a very small dividend of 1.4%. It would be a stock that would be more suited for aggressive growth investors. Now, I have an aggressive growth portfolio that's made up of about 30 stocks right now. I publish that every single week. You can go to my website and get on my weekly mailing list. The website is pwstreet.com, and you can see what 30 stocks I've chosen for now in that aggressive growth area, how that portfolio is doing, and what my roster, you can see what my roster looks like at the current time by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Now, there's a lot of you out there saying, well, I'm retired. I can't own an aggressive growth stock like that. You know, I need something a little more steady, a little more stable, something that pays a good dividend. Well, I also have a model portfolio made up of stocks like that. It's doing really well this year. It's up about 11% so far this year. And since I started that portfolio almost 2 years ago, it's racked up some really good numbers. It's made up of stocks that pay good, healthy dividends. We talk about those. We sneak those into the mix from time to time here during the radio show and in the newsletter. In fact, my newsletter last week, the feature article was on a dividend payer, pays 6.2% in dividend yield. And it's also produced some very good capital appreciation over the years. In fact, it's averaged about 19.2%. per year over the last 10 years. So if that's your cup of tea, if you're more interested in that style of investing, or if you like to mix it up a little bit, that's another possibility too. You can do that also. But if you want to see the stocks that I've chosen for my portfolios, the roster that I have on the field right now is producing pretty good. It's a good year so far. Again, I publish it in my newsletter every single week. Another thing I do is like, okay, we just featured, what did we just feature? We just featured Domino's Pizza. The little 3 or 4 minute analysis I did of the stock will now be posted to the app. So when you look up the app and you type in Domino's DPZ and you scroll down, you can see all of the analysis I've done of the stock recently, or in the last couple of years. Some stocks I've never done an analysis of. You can probably guess that those aren't very good stocks if I haven't done featured them on the show. But if I feature them on the show, that means that they are a best stock now. And you can go back and you can listen to those little highlights that we've had from past shows. Okay, I think when we come back, I'll give an example of one of those dividend payers that has really produced solid returns over the years. This is Bill Gunderson's The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going to take a look at one more stock here before it's time to hang it up for the day. Let's take a look at a stock that's in the news this week. It's one that I own in my income and growth accounts. You know, I like income, but it's also nice to get a little bit of capital appreciation along with that income. For that reason, I have zero bond exposure at the current time because I just don't believe that going forward you're going to see capital appreciation from bond holdings. You would have to have falling interest rates in order for that to happen. And it's hard for me to envision falling interest rates going forward, especially given the fact that our 10-year yield right now is at 1.65%. I don't know. It's hard to imagine that going lower. So for that reason, my income and growth portfolio was made up of alternative, bond alternatives, I guess you could say. Companies that pay dividends, equities that pay dividends, and have also had a pretty good track record of stock price appreciation over the years. One such example would be Enterprise Products, EPD, which is on the New York Stock Exchange. EPD is an MLP. Oh boy, there's a lot of consonants here. An MLP is a master limited partnership. So you know what? You got to make the decision whether or not you want to mess around with the tax returns that you got to file, that your accountant has to file. But suffice it to say, this is a company headquartered in Houston, Texas, that engages in natural gas liquid fractionation. Well, I'd like to watch that happen. I bet that's exciting. Transportation, storage, and import to export terminaling. Enterprise Products over the last 10 years has delivered the goods, 17.5% per year to its investors. Let's see what the current dividend yield is right now. It's 4.4%. Over the last 5 years, the stock, EPD, has delivered 22%. Per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 26%. It's tripled the returns of the market over the last 3 years. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 24%. That's pretty solid performance. I mean, it's basically been delivering 20% per year between the dividend of about 4 or 5%. And the capital appreciation, which has averaged about 15% over the last 5 years. So, you know what? I mean, over the last 10 years, this is a very solid performer. Enterprise Products is a $56 billion market cap company. It's been around for a long, long time. It's a large cap. Pays a dividend yield of 4.4%. It's a stock that I currently own in my income and growth accounts. This is a perfect example of a stock that has delivered income over the years to the tune of 4 to 6%, somewhere in there, depending upon the price of the stock. And it's also a perfect example of a stock that has also delivered capital appreciation. So when you add the two together, dividend yield and capital appreciation, you get total return. The total return of this stock, again, has averaged about 20% per year over the last 10 years. Now, there's no guarantees that it will continue to do that in the future. But we can look to the past and see that it has delivered those kinds of numbers. Now, when I get into the dividend payers, seldom are they ranked number 1 or number 13. You have to have a little bit more leeway for stocks like this because they're competing against hot little growth stocks. Suffice it to say, however, that this stock currently has a grade of B+. I would still buy this stock today for my income and growth accounts, and I am still long in my growth and income portfolios. EPD, not a recommendation, but just an example of another best stock now, particularly in the income and growth area, which you can also do a little screen in my app. You can click on income and growth and you'll see the rankings of the income and growth stocks. And I'm sure that you'll see EPD at or near the top. Okay, let's go out and talk to Craig Brock. This is a pretty big week here. We had Case Shiller this week, and of course we get a Fed decision tomorrow, and interest rates looking real good here. They're at 1.65%. They've barely budged now for several weeks, Craig.
That's correct, Bill. We've been in this compression. We have an MBS rally this morning. The Case-Shiller index came out this morning and indicated that the prices for the 20-city composite index were up an astounding 9.3%, and they were up 8.6% for the 10-city index. Atlanta jumped 16.5%.
Did it really? You know, we're heard live every day in Atlanta. So, hey, that's good news for all of you Atlanta folks out there.
And, it really is.
Now, what are you know, Japan has gone beyond what we're doing here in the U.S. They're buying REITs. They're buying ETFs. Do you expect any more from Bernanke this week, or do you think he's going to pretty much continue to do what he's been doing?
Ben Bernanke is going to keep his foot on the accelerator, and there's speculation that tomorrow we could find out that he could even press it a little bit harder. We're looking for the language that the Fed is going to acknowledge that the economy is weakening a little bit more than hoped, and that we're losing some of this inherent momentum.
Well, we got a Chicago PMI number that really disappointed here this week. It came in at 49, and the street was expecting 52.5, so I'm sure he doesn't want to see that. Well, we'll see what happens here when the Fed makes their announcement this week, but suffice it to say, I mean, times are still good for borrowers. Not particularly fixed asset investors. You're not going to make much return, but if you're on the borrowing side, I think Apple's borrowing money at 0.33%. And they're going to buy back their stock, and they're going to get a dividend of 3% in their own stock. So money is cheap. Where can we get a hold of Craig Brock?
Yeah, that Apple, that's the biggest sale of a non-financial company. You can reach me toll-free at 855-900-3279 or craigbrockmortgage.com.
And Craig is an expert in the matter of mortgage financing. So if you have any questions whatsoever and you want your questions answered, give Craig a call. If you want to talk with me, I'm pwstreet.com or I'm 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.